And we have a chat to Sebastian Hutch, who is the General Manager of Bloodstock Sales. And I imagine it would have been a very, very nervous day yesterday for Sebastian. But at the end of it, he would have had a smile on his face, because for a sale with no horses and no people, a digital sale, the day one average was 306,000, with the medium 250,000, and three horses topped $1 million. The two sale toppers, Brother to Sunlight, a Zoostar Solar Charged colt, made 1.1 million, and a half to Classique Legend and Ethero, So You Think Pinocchio, made 1.1 million as well. The Sunlight Brother was bought by Team Hawks, and the owner of Classique Legend, Bon Ho, purchased the So You Think Pinocchio. Good morning to Sebastian. You're getting busy and ready for day two of the sales, but just looking back on the first day, what was the reaction from everyone at Inglis?
Yeah, look, Mike, thanks for the intro. It was great. I mean, we were very pleased given the circumstances we faced or have faced for a number of weeks. It's obviously a lousy time for most people, or for pretty much everybody. And it's something we've been aware of for some time coming into the sale. So for it to have played out the way it did was, you know, very heartening for a lot of people.
How did it work for yourself and the rest of the Inglis team? Because staggering figures online, more than 150,000 people on the website from 99 different countries. It's quite remarkable.
Yeah, I think credit where credit is due to Mark Webster, because he's been a big advocate for the use of technology in our industry for a long time. And I suppose that attitude is endorsed or very much an important one on a day like yesterday, where technology was fundamental to the workings of the sale. And we're very fortunate that we have some very competent people in our organization that are capable of putting those things together. And without that, we wouldn't have been able to have a sale. The level of interest, I think, overwhelmed all of us. I mean, the figures you alluded to are staggering, but it's a great compliment to the spectacle of not just the sale itself, but Australian racing. You know, we've spoken for a long time about how popular Australian horses and Australian racing is internationally, but to see the number of people watching on is really quite incredible. And look, to answer your original part of the question, we have two teams split up between our office in, at Oaklands in Melbourne and at Riverside here, and we've been delegating respective people to respective roles, whether they're on the phone or on the website, trying to facilitate buyers and vendors as best we can, and it seemed to work very well yesterday.
Obviously, it was down on last year's figures, which you would expect, but was it a lot closer than what you had anticipated with the end of day one yesterday?
Oh, look, I'm a pessimist by nature, so I had a more pessimistic view of what was going to happen yesterday as opposed to some people. I think we took great encouragement from the volume of interest in the last week, even as recently as the last 48 hours, just the volume of people looking to register were very strong. And obviously, these are unique circumstances, and the nature of the buying bench is different to what we might expect at a traditional Easter yearling sale. But, you know, people see opportunities in circumstances like this, and certainly some of those people who participated yesterday were people who were looking to avail of those. There were still a lot of people disappointed yesterday in terms of trying to buy horses that couldn't. And we have a big group of horses to offer again today. And I think people perusing the results will see that there are a lot of value horses in the market. It's just a case of doing the work and trying to identify those horses. And, you know, there's some good buying there still.
And I suppose the one area where it probably was down on last year was the amount of horses that were passed in. I think 65 were passed in. And for those horses, what's the process now for those vendors? And as you said, people who didn't end up buying a horse yesterday.
Yeah, so we have a make an offer service through the Inglis website. You just go to inglis.com.au and navigate to the sales page, and you'll find a make an offer service where an inquiry can be directed to a member of our Bloodstock team. And, you know, we're in regular contact with the vendors of all horses, but in particular those passed in horses, to see if we can facilitate a sale. We're in slightly unique circumstances in terms of the Easter yearling sale, in that we've scheduled a second round of the sale for the 5th of July. Mm. So some of those horses will likely be reoffered on the 5th of July, depending on what format that sale takes. And that's something we can't know at this stage. The intention is for to try and proceed as a live auction, but I think if we had to host it in the same format as we did yesterday, you know, it's evident that we can host a credible, viable market under those conditions. And look, it's just an opportunity. You know, it's like anything. You do the work, you do your due diligence, you speak to the people associated with the horses or people who've seen them, and there are a lot of people who've seen these horses, and you're able to make an informed decision on the back of that.
Well, I know Anthony Thompson and everyone at Whitten was wrapped with the sale topper, equal sale topper yesterday. The Zoo Star Solar Charge got $1.1 million. The brother to Sunlight, and I think Team Hawks, it was quoted as saying that John Hawks said that they found their A grader. We know that they are stallion making stable as well. What are we looking forward to on day two, Sebastian? So much quality to go through the virtual ring today. Where are we looking for some highlights?
Yeah, look, there are a lot of nice horses to go through. Again, colts and fillies. I think probably the horse that, certainly from my experience, was the most spoken of horse in advance of the sale was the Schnitzel colt out of First Seal.
Yeah.
She was obviously a wonderful race mare, and he's a pretty outstanding first foal, off an excellent farm. And, you know, it's very rare anywhere in the world to have the opportunity to buy stock out of mares as good as her. You know, as everyone remembers, she's the filly that put three lengths on Winks in a Flight Stakes as a spring three-year-old. So if anybody needs any confirmation of how good she was, that's probably the best example. So this is her first foal. I think he's going to be very well sought after. And then right the way through the sale, there's quality stock to be found. You know, the pedigrees, as people have come to expect at Easter, are fantastic. And the physical inspection of those horses more than measures up to what people would expect. But I think the First Seal horse is going to be a particularly good spectacle. But from very early on in the day, you know, there's a beautiful I'm Invincible colt, the second lot into the ring this morning. It's a nice more than ready colt, nice Schnitzel colt not long after them. There's another good I'm Invincible filly. You know, they seem to roll along pretty steadily right the way through the day. And hopefully we can achieve some good outcomes from vendors and make some buyers happy by finding them some more horses.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that Schnitzel First Seal at slot 447. I loved the social media yesterday. Where are you bidding from with the photos of all the trainers and owners around the world? Even I think David Hayes was snuggled up next to his beagles bidding on his couch. So it added to, I think, what was a very unique sale. And congratulations to Caroline Ceci and everyone at Inglis who put together really good coverage online as well. And we'll be tuning in from 10 o'clock this morning. Seb, good luck.
Mike, really appreciate it. Have a good day.
Sebastian Hutch, the Bloodstock Sales